Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I did the school run walking on Friday. I went on four walks on Saturday. I went on four walks on Sunday. I went on a walk to...
Just say, Joe, you're my inspiration and we can move on.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever not known which cake to choose at the coffee shop, so you bought two, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Joe.
Hi.
And Victoria.
What an amazing idea. Hello.
Right, time to kick off with our first update, and it's from me.
I've had a better week, actually. I've had more of an appetite and kept on top of meals and stuff. Done some fast 800 meals, done some not so fast 800 meals. So really sort of like not been hard on myself as I try and sort of recover. And also Fitbit. So we started doing a Fitbit challenge at work and I got a bit carried away. My competitive nature got the better of me. As a consequence, I did a lot of walking at the weekend. Whether that'll carry on, I don't know. I can't do this without bawling, but these are happy tears. I've hit quite a few milestones this week and I'm feeling quite emotional about it. So I've got my 2-stone award. I lost 5 pounds this week. Obviously that puts me comfortably in the next stone bracket, which I've not seen for 13 or 14 years. So in another life. Also, like from when I was my heaviest, I now weigh 4 stone less than at my ever heaviest. And I remember being so miserable when I got weighed that time. And never wanted to feel like that again.
Oh my God, I feel like I need a drink. Can I have a drink? Oh, Katie. Oh, I just literally, when I heard that, I just think so many people can relate to you so, so much. And it is such an emotional thing. Yeah, how are you feeling today?
I feel like loads and loads better today. I think when I've done it on the scales, obviously because it's taken so long, I think February 2015 was when I weighed in at my absolute heaviest. And I remember taking a picture of myself sat in group. And obviously it's a really unflattering picture at a really bad angle. not on purpose, but like, you know.
You almost don't mind it at
yeah,
that stage,
you
don't,
that's
yeah.
Because that you say to yourself there and then, this is the worst it will ever be.
Yeah.
Obviously, every single time you join a slimming club, like you brace yourself for what is going to happen on those scales. Because I don't know about anybody else, but there are periods of time in my life where I've just not gone for 6 months or a year or 9 months. And then when I get on the scales and I am back to where I was a year before, then that's disheartening. But this particular time when I stood on the scales, I think it was only a few months after I'd had my second child. And I just felt so low. I just felt like I didn't even recognise who I was, like I got no sort of direction. And I just remember looking at the picture and looking at myself and just thinking, fucking hell, like where has the person that I once was disappeared into? And she'd just been eaten up, literally, by this behemoth of a woman who was the most miserable person that she could ever possibly be. And I think like a lot of us, like I hide behind humour when it comes to being the funny fat friend. I know that on Fat Chat, they talk about that a lot on our sister podcast. But it's who you identify as. And when I got on the scales yesterday and I saw that first number for the first time in, like I said, over 13 years, I almost thought, well, who am I anymore?
When I got to target weight once, many years ago, I remember walking into a bar and my friend said to me, you know, you've lost like 3 stone, you're at target weight. And I said, yeah. And she went, well, can you start acting as though you are?
Yeah.
But you still act as though you're, oh, nobody's going to like me. No one's going to find me attractive. You're still acting that way because Absolutely. You can't. Tell yourself.
Yeah. It's so true, and it's so hard to recognise in yourself. I mean, I posted on our socials last week, my update, my loss, and it was really funny because I came across this picture and I had literally posted it 2 days to the day, and I was wearing the same dress, coincidentally, and I looked at it side by side, and for the first time, I really, really looked at myself and thought, shit, yeah, I've lost 4 stone.
It's bonkers,
and it's crazy because you still think that you are that person.
Yeah.
At the minute, like, I'm not in a position where I feel like I need to buy new clothes. I wore a dress yesterday that was too big, but I've not bought a size 16 for a long time. I don't feel like I'm ready to buy a size 16 yet, so I won't. So I've sort of bought myself some new underwear, which will be like the testing point of what that's going to be.
Get that out on social media, darling. Well,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. On purpose, it's nothing sexy. So I feel like I need to find myself again, which was what I was a bit sad about yesterday. Also, like, for however long I've been doing this for, 5 years or whatever, like, I've been so fucking hard on myself. And I am. I am my own worst critic. And I just thought, well, actually, you've achieved something now.
Yeah, massively.
So don't ever go back.
Obviously, Kate, we saw each other last night at group for the first time in 5 months, and you are literally, you're half the person that I remember, literally. Like, it's such a drastic, massive change. I mean, you look great. So, yeah, you should be really proud of yourself.
Yeah, I walked group last night as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is what the people are here for this particular episode for. You, Katie White.
Yeah. Yes, Joe.
Oh, it was so aggressive towards me. If there wasn't a 2 metre distance, I think you would have been in my face about getting a Fitbit.
Yeah.
In fact, on the Extra Portions episode on Monday, was already out of date because you'd already, while slating me for having a Fitbit and believing in the shit technology, as you told me, you'd already bought one.
Well, like, I mean,
okay. What the fuck?
Right. So I was intrigued. Plus at work, like, Joe does a radio show and that we
had talk shit on there. We're paid for.
I know we are paid to talk shit on there. But we were talking about doing like a million step challenge over a weekend. And I didn't want to feel left out. And I know I do actually do a lot of walking on weekends anyway, because I do.
Well,
I just
no
take
evidence
kids
of
out.
That.
Well, now you do.
Yes, now
you
right.
do. So I got the Fitbit and it came on Thursday afternoon after the last episode of this went out, and then just immediately started walking. So I did the school run walking on Friday. I went on 4 walks on Saturday. I went on 4 walks on Sunday. I went on a walk to
just say, Joe, you're my inspiration, and we can move on. But that's then, all we need.
But it's more to do with now. I feel like this is bringing out a bad side of me because this is the competitive
yeah,
side.
Yeah, I know. It's
because
horrific.
Now I want to beat people who are on this work week hustle with me.
It's good though because it forces you.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
I went on a pre-walk walk.
The other day.
Because I wanted to get my steps up.
God, you really have changed, Katie. I really, really don't know who you are anymore.
Also, this excess skin has got to go somewhere. So I feel like, if I walk it off, it's gone.
Well, well done.
Thanks,
darling, on all of the aforementioned and for admitting that I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to exercise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll obviously tackle your Fitbit soon. Won't
sure, we will.
In the next update. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Jo Broad. She says, my excuse for the next few weeks is that tattoo studios have reopened and therefore any weight I've gained is clearly due to the ink. Donna Dyer responded with, my leg is so swollen from my latest one, I've probably gained at least 4 pounds.
Correct. Great excuse. Well done.
I've only ever had piddly little tattoos. And
I've never had one, but I'm thinking of having one now.
A reminder then that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you can get 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you first join, and access to our Zoom meetings as well. Now, our next Zoom meeting is tonight, and there are prizes to be won, including another £100. And tonight's Zoom, if you're listening on Thursday, the 10th of September, is open to anyone and everyone who wants to try before joining our Patreon, and it's absolutely free. The more of you that join, the merrier. We're going to post the meeting code on our social media, and we'll see you at 7
How much is it
tonight? It's free.
Sorry?
It's free, Jo. Right, it's free tonight. Freebie.
I think, guys, in celebration of it being free, and we're having a massive party, obviously, I think I might make some more espresso martinis.
Oh, they sound amazing. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had this. One. Oh, but obviously, I'll just be having water because I'm following a strict diet.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sure. We'll see you at 7 tonight. Everybody's invited.
Right, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And if you join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Charlotte says, just listen to the new episode. My favourite one yet. Glad I was home alone as I genuinely shouted, OMG! When Victoria did her reveal. I had to eat a Scotch pancake to get over it. I assume that's sin-free now, as the shock made me do it.
Yeah, shock burns calories.
All the adrenaline, yeah, definitely burning.
Such a good episode.
Maureen Hughes says, apparently now schools are back, day drinking isn't acceptable, especially when you're a teacher. So no more porn star martinis for breakfast. Instead, I decided to put passion fruit on my brekkie. Not a great substitute, but not as bad as cauliflower as a pizza. Pizza base though.
Not tried that yet.
Passion I have. Fruit. It's actually not bad, you know.
No, cauliflower is a pizza base. Oh, okay. Sounds horrific.
Oh no, it's good. It's fine. You just the key to add loads of cheese so you can't taste the cauliflower.
I mean, yeah, three okay. times as much cheese as you're allowed instead of a normal that. Yeah.
Kat Desborough says, first week back in school properly teaching, and due to the new COVID system, I had 10 minutes for lunch today and had half a sandwich and three carrot sticks. So tonight, as I'm knackered, my hubster suggested a takeaway. I said, fine, you choose and I will pick something. 40 minutes later, he's still looking at his phone. I said, pass it to me and then I can choose. He then looked panicked and said, oh, God, I thought you said you would just pick off mine, as in scraps.
Oh, no.
So I've ordered myself kebab and chips.
No.
So now I'm eating half a batch cooked portion of Slimming World paella I had in the freezer. Bloody men. Hashtag accidentally on plan.
Oh, God, I'd be furious.
When you're accidentally on plan, it's not a good place to be.
No.
You want so much more. Hannah says, I've just done a spin class and I'm hoping my Fast 800 book will be at home so I can start that. Probably while drinking green tea in a hot bath while waving my Fitbit around. You are learning so well, Hannah.
If that doesn't sum up this podcast, I literally don't know what does.
I don't know. She says a spin class. I don't think I've ever partaken in one of those.
None of us have ever.
A Fitbit, Katie. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hal Tamlet got on the scales post-holiday. 11 pounds on in 2 weeks. 11 pounds. I'm a real short off, so it really does show. Back on plan this morning, though, and hoping to start feeling better, as I'm feeling quite bleh following all the excess. I'm actually at the point where I no longer fancy chocolate.
That is a curious position to be in, because that's, for me, that's always post-Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas is my time. When I do, there is a day over Christmas when I go, I can't do this anymore.
I can't. But Jen, you power through, don't you? And you continue.
Yeah, you've got to power through until all the chocolate's gone out of the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feels crazy, because I have a friend who still has had Christmas chocolates in her kitchen at Easter.
What? That's ridiculous.
That's Naomi from To Baby or Not To Baby, I'll dob her in.
Have you seen that Lindt Chocolate are now doing like tubs of their different chocolates now?
Yeah, it's all I can think about.
Like a Cadbury's Hero,
my God.
But
need one.
What we need is somebody, because I know a lot of you have sent pictures of when you've bought the Lindt tins. Mm. We need to know the weight, because I want to know whether it's cost effective. To buy that tin, or to just buy three boxes of normal.
Where are you going with this, Joe? That's fine. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I'm definitely buying.
I thought Joe was going to do an experiment where she weighs the tin, then eats all of them, then weighs herself.
See if I weigh the
tin.
That's a great idea. I'll do that one.
Experiments.
And Shireen says, the room gasped. I sat in group and admitted I had drunk copious amounts of wine, eaten a KFC, numerous frozen ready meals, and a big fat curry. Managed to maintain.
Shireen.
Oh, gosh.
Shireen is a regular on our Zoom.
Oh,
group,
we love Shireen.
So if she's coming tonight on the free Zoom for everyone, we'll make a stand up. Shireen will be booing you tonight, just to let you know.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast gets an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. If and when you decide you want to go back, just get in touch with us with your name and address. Right, it's time for update number two, and it's Jo.
A couple of things to say. One is that my leggings are baggy. Now, I'm not saying anything. I've definitely lost another inch and a half off various parts of my body, but my leggings are bagging. You do the maths. Secondly, I've been thinking, because I'm off into hospital on Wednesday, so for 3 days I've got to do exactly as I'm told by the doctor. So, for example, I've got to eat just chicken or boiled eggs, no rice, bloody, bloody, blah, white bread. Yay, I can have that. But I've got to do it. Like, there's certain things I've got to do and many, many things I can't do. And because the doctor says I've got to do it, I have to do it for 3 days. So, why don't I just tell myself that the doctor has told me to only have 4 shakes a day, not a McDonald's, and the doctor has told me to stick to a plan. Surely the doctor told me to it diet has got legs. Put on 2 pounds. Problem was, I'll fess up, I had a triple cheeseburger yesterday when we were out, because I thought, I've been at Waterworld all day swimming and climbing up stairs to go on slides and shit, so why not?
Someone told me once that, like, in the hours after exercise, the calories melt
Stop
away.
Stop it now.
Someone did tell me that.
Stop it now.
Well, they haven't obviously worked for you though, have they?
No, that bloody triple cheeseburger.
What else are you hiding?
Furious. The large fries that came with it, I suppose. I couldn't get it all down. I mean, I managed to, but it was a struggle.
Very how many biscuits have you had this week?
Yeah, a few. I don't think I counted them.
So liquid diet then?
It's the Cambridge diet. So there are, you get bars with it.
Oh,
and
fuck
stuff.
Off. You don't,
you're not still doing that
now,
Jo,
you're not
surely.
Still doing that, no.
I am just went on Monday to get my next 2 weeks worth of shakes and bars.
You've got 2 weeks left from the last time you went because you've not used
it.
Yeah,
I've not been for 2 weeks, have I? I've not actually been to see the woman for 2 weeks, but I went again, so I'll see her in another 2 weeks, but 2 weeks in advance. So yeah, I'm in. I'm still in, guys.
What about the Fitbit diet?
Well, now, interesting that you ask about the Fitbit, because I'm off in hospital.
Because you've not mentioned it once here.
No, because I'm going in hospital, that I've really, my steps are down. Like, there's not much I can do. I'm not running today because, well, I'm going to be ill. So,
you've finished the couch to 5K, so you don't need to anymore, do you?
Thank you. Where's the congratulations to that fucker as well?
Yeah, well done. Yeah,
did you buy me a medal?
This inch that you've lost, then, that you think that you've lost because of your baggy leggings, do you think that was because you did the final run?
What's interesting about the inches is, since lockdown, I can't work out how much I've gained since lockdown, but...
10 pounds?
Yeah, but I've lost 7.5 inches now. I can't really work out the maths, but I think I've put 10 pounds on since lockdown and lost 7.5 inches. My jeans are baggier on me. The weight, I've lost 3 inches off my waist.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's good, but it freaks my brain out when I get on the scales and then I measure myself. Because when you measure yourself and you lose inches, you just assume you're going to get to Slimming World on the scales and you're going to have a belter. 6.5 or 65. Paul's written it down. 65 pounds on. 6.5 pounds on in total.
Okay.
Yeah, I've lost 7.5 inches.
Well, so, then.
Yeah, but how do I turn my brain into going, that's still good? Because you get on the scales and put on and you can't, you know what I mean? Your head can't recognise it.
Take it on the scales. Or do a blind weigh-in like Katie did once.
Nah. I don't think I'm into blind weigh-ins.
Okay.
Also, you can't now because you're doing a group. You're doing your own weigh-in.
Oh, you've got to do your own book, haven't you?
Yeah. There's no. Is there anybody at your scales? There's no one at ours. We just do it ourselves.
No, yeah, what, you weigh yourself. Yeah. There's no one there. We have people there.
No. There's no people. You just put your card in.
I don't know why there are people there, because they're not doing anything. They are literally just sat there.
Yeah. Because you have to put your own card in because they can't touch it and all of that. Mm. So. In my book, I've lost 1.5 stone, but
and this doctor told me to diet. You follow the Fast 800, yes?
That's a doctor.
Dr. Michael Mosley.
Yeah, I love doctors.
You've done the Atkins diet. That's Dr. Atkins.
Dr. Atkins. Dr. Ducan, done that before.
Right.
He told me.
All have done really well for you, Jo, haven't they? That's why you're still doing them.
Yeah, shit.
All of them, all at the same time. This is Jo's problem.
Just because you've had a good fucking week.
Wait till next week, darling, when you're going, oh, Joe, take this Fitbit off me. Yeah, I mean, I'm still doing it. You've got to carry on. You've got to draw a line under it, as your leader says, guys. Draw a line under it. Go to hospital. I mean, this should be a good week because I'm not eating at all from lunchtime today.
Until
I think tomorrow night I'll be allowed to eat something.
Okay.
But whatever they give
but
me.
But you did eat ice cream yesterday.
I had ice cream. Yeah, that was on the list is great what they give you. So you can have ice cream,
full fat yogurt.
Was it full fat yogurt? Yeah, ice cream, full fat yogurt, bread, white bread only, white rice only. None of this wholemeal bullshit.
Are you sure you got this? Or are you sure you're just not making this up and you sent a letter to yourself?
Yeah,
typed it all out.
This is just too on plan for you. This is like your perfect diet.
Well, I mean, chicken and white rice is still Slimming World.
Yeah.
If only I was doing that diet. It would have been a great time for me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Every week, we're going to be taking nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Amy sent this one in. She says, I popped in the newsagents the other day and the till lady seemed so taken aback by the contents of my basket, I felt obliged to tell her it was for some children I was babysitting. By the time I'd bagged my Maltesers, Minstrels, Munchies, Chew-Its, Skittles, Dib Dabs, Flumps and Haribo, these children had names, ages, hobbies and a dog. I think if I'd packed any slower, I'd have had to invent their national insurance numbers for the nosy bugger. Yes, I scoffed a lot myself.
Oh,
wow. Happy slimming ladies.
Wow, that's hard.
That's so good.
So good.
Oh, God, that's amazing. Oh.
Right, time for our last update, and it's from Victoria.
I'm weighing in a day early because we are recording a day early. So first off, that's just completely unfair. So any weight that I would have potentially have put on, it's all down to this fact. It is nothing to do with the fact that carbs are now back in my life for the first time in a month, nor is it anything to do with the homemade whiskey sours, espresso martinis and rum and coke that I consumed on Friday. No. Food-wise, I've been an absolute angel. I've been following the Slimming World plan perfectly and I've been really well behaved on it. But I feel really sluggish, I feel really bloated, and I'm not confident that I'm going to have pulled a Victoria this week, guys. I'm really not feeling it, which is a little bit frustrating because I'm only half a pound away from my 4-stone award. I would say I'll get it next week, but I'm in Liverpool this weekend, so it's going to be a repeat of this weekend, so I've got no chance. October, maybe? I have put on a pound. I have not nailed dieting. I have not pulled a Victoria, but it's to be expected, and I've given you a million excuses as to why that has happened, so it is fine.
A weighing in a day early is not going to make you put weight on.
Absolutely, of course it is. And let's not forget, I've been, you know, weighing at home scales naked first thing in the morning. This was in the afternoon, wearing a mask, wearing shoes. I didn't add that to the excuses, so I'm throwing that one in there as well. So yeah, definitely. But it's funny though, because I really, really do think a lot of it is down to the carbs that I've been eating.
Okay.
Have they been on plan carbs?
Yeah, I've been completely on plan, I promise you. Completely on plan. But I just think I'm so used to not having them for a month.
I mean, just one second. On plan, apart from the fact that you said you've just owned up to espresso martinis, rum and coke. Oh,
yeah. Did you sin them, though? Did you sin them?
Sure. I mean, I didn't have any sins anywhere else at all. I've not had any chocolate all week. I've not had whatever else I shouldn't have had.
Biscuits, crisps.
No, didn't have any of that. Didn't have any biscuits.
Subway.
And, yeah, didn't have... No.
Greg's.
That was really, 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 really good.
Pizza.
Apart from the alcohol. I do think, yeah, it's the carbs. It's weird. I'm in that battle of my head at the moment where I'm just like, oh, I love carbs so much, I want to carry on eating them. But then Fast 800 is calling to me, guys.
Does it, like... Because I mean, I haven't switched back to the carbs yet. What does it do to your body? I didn't have a jacket potato last week, yeah. but, like, what does it do to your tummy?
I just feel really bloated, and I feel so sluggish as well. Get like really, really, really lethargic. So, oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
How are you going to be this weekend? Yeah, I was just going to say, how are you going to be this weekend? Because the problem with when you're away drinking with your friends is not just that night; it's the day after when you're hungover. Yeah. That's the Subway day.
I know. Well, that's usually when I have the Subway. But so I'm going. I'm only going for one. So I'm going for one day. So I'm going for Saturday night, and then I'm coming back on Sunday. So. I could potentially do quite well. You know, I don't have to go completely off the rails, but I'm also going on holiday at the end of the month for a week as well. So I do think September's a bit of a write-off. So really, I mean, should I just give up now and just try?
This was your off-plan month, was it not?
Yeah, but that was when I was lying to you guys. Right. That was when I was just bullshitting.
Oh, we don't know what's the fucking truth anymore on this podcast.
Yeah. I was always going to be on plan this month, okay. But I had to like pretend that I wasn't. So,
well, guys.
But now I'm thinking I might not actually be on plan this month.
What do they say at group if you're saying, well, I'm going away Saturday night, flexible sins, guys. Let's do flexible sins, and remember, one meal can't wreck a week's worth of good eating.
No, but probably a bottle of rum would.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is the problem.
The food would be fine, but the alcohol consumption will not.
But you know what the joy, Victoria, is? This next weigh-in, you've got an extra day to lose the weight.
That's a great point.
So
actually,
you should have lost.
That is a really good
you could
point.
Be in for a belter.
I'll be furious.
It's got all nervy again now we're going back to group.
No, I hate it.
Well, have a good one.
Thanks.
Right, now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's comes from Rosemary. She says, this is what I've got to put up with every bloody night. My husband's evening snackathon. This is actually a pretty light snack for him. Since the doctor told him off for accidentally losing weight, he's been in the habit of having two bagel sandwiches, crisps and a duo chocolate bar. What's a duo chocolate bar? Oh, they're like the king size ones.
Like the big double deckers, yes. I think.
Luckily, he didn't make it to the shop today, so all he's got is a couple of Oreos. Important to note, bagels are one of my all-time favourite foods and I can't have a single one because I'm watching my carbs.
Who accidentally loses weight?
I mean, I don't know.
Just a man.
Yeah, just a man. Yeah. You're right.
I do like the idea of a snackathon, though. That sounds great.
a nightly snackathon.
A nightly. Just so he doesn't accidentally lose weight.
A doctor.
Oh my God, a doctor said
a nightly snackathon. That's amazing.
Mine is never prescribed
bagels. I need the name of that doctor.
Yeah, me too.
Right, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Alison Roberts says, I'm not sure if this counts as an excuse of the week, bloody men on diets or just a moan. We've just moved from Hampshire to North Yorkshire and so, of course, we had many nights without a cook. Plus, all this coincided with Eat Out to Help Out, celebrating GCSE and A-level results, the joy of spotting the new Cadbury's giant orange buttons at a service station on the M1, and a new home hamper from work. I weighed in this morning, and in 10 days, I have gained 10 pounds.
Fucking hell.
The husband gained a whole 8 teeny tiny fucking ounces. Ounces! How is this fair? Oh,
what's
my
that in comparison
God.
To pounds? Well, I don't know.
What
ounces.
Is 8 ounces? What, how many ounces in a pound?
pounds?
I don't know. Got no idea.
12?
14. Producer Paul says 14.
Yeah, so like half a pound gain.
For fuck's sake.
What?
To her 10 to her pounds gain.
And oh, that my is the God. Unjust way of
20
diets.
Times. I mean,
it sounds like she's had a wonderful time.
It sounds lovely, yeah. By the way, FYI, we've got more tomorrow when I'm not at work and I'm at hospital. Here at our radio station that we work at, no, there will be a knock on the door about 10:30 and a listener's bringing us orange giant buttons.
What the fuck?
And Cadbury's orange chocolate fingers. So we're getting boxes.
Wow.
What, so, lots of them?
Four of each.
Oh, God.
Four boxes?
No, four packets.
Oh.
Yeah. So just brace yourselves. I won't be here.
Okay, so I've got a bit of a confession to make.
Oh my fucking God.
I told you that you wouldn't sabotage me by putting those orange buttons. Chocolate buttons on my desk. Yeah, I had one. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're better than just the orange trail. Better than the orange trail.
Yeah, just one, because then I just threw them at the children and they hoovered them within seconds. Yeah. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I didn't even get an orange twirl either, so I feel like I'm really missing out here.
Move on to the buttons.
Honestly, yeah, Victoria, once you find them, you just have to stop. Yeah. Whatever
you
diet you're on and just have them. Anywhere, supermarkets.
Yeah, just go now.
Get, look.
Right, I do actually need to go and do my food shopping after this, so I will.
You're not getting an Aldi, you've got to go Tesco, love.
I'm fuming. On the way to Chub Club, my friend, he hadn't been on plan at all, and there was going to be a game. No. I was worried because even though I'd been on plan all week, Star Week made an appearance. No Saturday morning poo, standard, and I felt bloated. I wasn't happy with £1 on. I was even less happy when the bastard lost £2. Absolute twat.
This is the problem. Men don't have to deal with Star Weeks.
No, they don't.
And
yeah, but you guys tell me, and that's not a thing. That doesn't exist. It does exist.
Well, back in the day when I used to be on plan, when I got to Target, I went months and months and months of losing every week. So... And I was on steroids at the time. So everyone who's used that as an excuse to can kiss my ass.
No, it is real. I'm sorry. I'm telling you. That's definitely a thing.
And Hannah says, by some absolute miracle, I've pulled a Victoria and lost 4.5 pounds. Must have been the fennel tea, because it definitely wasn't down to the 400 gins, pizza, mixed grill and 8 fondant fancies I consumed over the bank holiday.
Oh, I remember fennel tea working.
Amazing.
Well, not working. I remember buying fennel tea.
It tasted all right, didn't it?
Yes.
As opposed to the matcha tea.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed the fennel tea one. I'm glad I missed that.
Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive guest who's now dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Victoria won last week, so she gets to pick between Joe and I. I don't think we need to ask that question, though, to be honest.
Do you want to fight for it, guys? I'm interested to see what you've got to say.
I just think if I even try and fight for it, it'll be...
Oh, Victoria...
She'll be hounded.
Victoria, obviously give it Joe, but just so you know, she's lost £2 this year. That's what Joe's lost this year. And she's going
£2. By the way, if I end the year on a £2 loss, that's better than last year. which, by the way, was a £2 gain. There's a problem I've got is I've got to lose before... You know I've got to be encouraged now, guys. I've got to lose before December because I put a stone on in December.
I've never known somebody try that many diets and fail absolutely miserably at all of them.
This podcast doesn't need Victoria or I. It could just be all about Joe.
Fine, I'll do it solo. Happy to.
I was going to say, so hang on. So you put £2 on last year and you've lost £2 this year. So does this mean you weigh the same as you did 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Yeah, but if you look back on, I mean, I probably weigh more than 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, I think I probably weigh more.
Oh, Victoria.
But you've lost inches, let's not forget
give
that.
Give it Joe, please.
Yeah, give it to me. I'm happy to
give
have it.
Give it Joe. Just give it
I'll
Joe.
Take it.
No, I'm going to have to give it to Katie just because sake. She nearly made me cry.
No one listening to this podcast right now thinks she deserves it.
I think I'd get a lot of hate if I didn't give it to Katie.
Really, that's the main and that's really the motivation behind this.
Yeah, don't want to troll.
So. Literally, that's all it is. Not because I like her. It literally is because I'm scared.
Right, you may or may not agree with us, so you might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. That's also the place where you're going to get the code to join our Secret Slimming Club Zoom group, which is free. It's tonight, Thursday, the 10th of September. You don't have to be a Patreon for this one. It's try before you buy, and it's just a big party. I might even have some cocktails tonight.
You do it. You still got those cocktails you should have had a few weeks ago. So you've got those.
I'll go and buy a lime and I'll have some cocktails this evening.
Do that.
Fuck it. If you rate and review this podcast, it helps us, and those clicks of your phone will help you burn calories and add 1, 2, 3 steps to your Fitbit. whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.